7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler here as we go through the brickbats of the day, the stories, the headlines, the news. Andrea Metcalf will be joining us in the next half hour. She's invested her life and her time in exercising. She's very good at helping people get the best out of their bodies. I suspect you will get that benefit as well if you stick around for a half hour or so. Here's the story from, I think it's Cleona, Pennsylvania, where school has started. The school board removed an award-winning children's book called The Dirty Cowboy from the school library after parent complained. Apparently the book tells the story. I don't know this story, but the book tells the story of a cowboy whose dog won't let him have his clothing back. The parent complained the cowboy is depicted as nude, although various objects always covered up his private parts. So this sounds like a very serious, very, very serious thing for the school board to be contending with. Parents who are upset. Where do these people come from? What planet do these people come from? The Dirty Cowboy and his dog. I would think that you'd get this book and read it to your child. I bet they'd enjoy it. Richie?
I'm looking at a cover of it right now. And while it sounds fun, they have a picture of a cartoony slash non-cartoony cowboy covering himself up with the sign that says The Dirty Cowboy. And the dog looks more like a wolf. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'd pick it up off the bookshelf.
For your children?
Yeah. I don't know that I'd have anything against it if I read it.
Yeah.
But looking at it, it would be one I'd look at. And, yeah, we'd probably just walk by it.
All right. Okay. Well, fair enough.
It doesn't appeal to me.
I got it. All right. Thank you for your insight and input. We have lists galore today. Lists galore. The highest paid celebrities. From number 10 to number 1.
Did we make it?
The 10 most dangerous U.S. cities in which to drive. From number 10 to number 1.
I live in one of those.
And the 10... No, you do not. And the 10 safest cities in which to drive. You don't live in those. One of those either.
No way.
All right, so which list do we want first? The list of the most dangerous cities to drive in, the safest cities to drive in, or the highest paid celebrities?
You know what? The highest paid celebrities... We have to do it, but it just annoys me.
All right, so
who cares about those?
Number. Let's go from number 10 in a moment.
Number 10.
It becomes conversational. That's all, Richie.
Yeah, it is, but it's depressing.
I
want to be on a list.
Every month, well, that's something that's against the Ten Commandments. You don't want to have your name there if somebody else. You get it on your own. Abundance is all over the place. You can have abundance if you focus on it and understand how to accept it and allow it.
I have an abundance.
Yeah. Well, there are different.
I need to lose about 10 pounds. I got an abundance of that.
All right, let's see here.
I got bills. I got an abundance of that.
Rich, number 10.
Number 10.
Lady Gaga.
Oh.
$80 million last year.
How upset do you think
Forbes
she was
magazine.
That she basically was ignored the other night on the Video Music Awards, that she was upstaged by Miley Cyrus?
I don't know, but you know what? If she's got $80 million, million last year, who cares?
I know. Right.
Number 9.
Jerry Bruckheimer, $81 million.
Makes sense.
Number 8.
Michael Bay, the director, $82 million.
Terrible movies.
Yeah?
Oops. Yeah, I got to do
Number
this.
7.
Glenn Beck. $90 million.
Wow.
Number 6.
James Patterson, the writer, $91
million. Yeah.
Number 5.
Howard Stern, $92
million. Good Lord. Number 4.
E.L. James. Who's E.L. James?
He's E.F. Hutton's brother.
No, 50 Shades of Grey.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Leave it to Ken.
Now, I'm thinking we went through this list partially before, because I can remember talking
they always have
about
these
a
lists.
Horse named Shades of Gray.
A horse.
Horse. Meredith.
Number
horse.
3.
Horse Shades of Gray. Anyway, I said the wrong thing on the air, and she corrected me.
That says a lot.
Anyway.
Number three.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but now that you mention it. Simon Cowell.
I wonder if she has a copy of The Dirty Cowboy.
No, probably not. Simon Cowell is at 94 million.
Number two.
Steven Spielberg.
Still.
Is, yep, number two, $100 million.
Number one.
Madonna, $125 million.
Really? Get out of town.
Highest
that shocks
paid celebrity
me.
Of the year.
For what?
$125 million. That is a lot.
Is her tour last year?
Must be. Yeah, must be. That's the tour.
Gotta be.
All right, so that takes care of that list. Now, the list of the most dangerous cities, because we ought to end this on a positive note. So we'll have the most, the safest.
Where you're most likely to be killed, coming up.
Right. Well, let's do it now.
Okay. Number 10.
We can do it later if you want.
No.
Number 10. The 10th most dangerous city in the United States to drive in is Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
Number 9.
San Antonio.
Number 8.
Tampa.
Number 7.
Sacramento.
Number 6.
Birmingham.
Number 5.
Las Vegas.
Number 4.
Miami.
Number 3.
Glendale, Tennessee.
What?
What the hell is Glendale, Tennessee?
Number 2.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Number 1.
Orlando, Florida.
Wow, Florida's not a safe state, is it?
No, and it,
well, you know
Orlando,
why?
Orlando, all the old drivers down there.
Sorry, I wasn't going to say that.
No, they're all old drivers, the gray-haired people that I'll never forget.
I live in an area with a highly Asian populated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's and we have seniors.
Well, here's the other side of this in terms of, I remember, wasn't that long ago, it was a couple of years ago, I was driving in Florida, because there's never a year that goes by that I don't spend some time in Florida. And I remember watching this man who was obviously in his late 80s try to take a left-hand turn
from the right-hand lane.
Well, not so much. He was in. There was a barrier, and he drove up over the barrier, hung up the muffler and ripped it off on the center aisle, and kept driving as if nothing happened.
Yeah, you know what? I have two seniors in my indirect care.
Yes,
my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Who lives with me?
And your mother.
And my mother.
Yep.
And I keep an eye on both of them. And there will be the day where I'll say, give me the keys.
Your mother's in your mother in the late 70s, right?
No. My mother's 73. And she's okay. Fine. She drives to the beach all the time. She's great. She's no problem.
Right.
My mother-in-law, she's only 68, and she's fine, too. But she'll be the one I have to take the keys from first.
Right. Your wife will love that.
Just because she's a dangerous driver. Not because
no matter. Well, no matter what her age.
You're right.
Yeah. All right, the most, the safest cities, excuse me, we'll end our list of lists by giving you the 10 safest cities in which to drive.
Number 10.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Number 9.
Santa Ana, California.
Number 8.
Salt Lake City.
Number 7.
Providence.
Number 6.
Plano, Texas, suburb.
Number 5.
Newark.
Number 4.
Hartford.
Number 3.
Cleveland.
Number 2.
Buffalo.
Number 1.
This astounds me. The safest city for driving.
New York.
Boston.
Oh, really?
Astounds me.
New York, Boston, or L.A.? Yeah, I can't. That does astound me.
It's according to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, that monitors this kind of stuff. So, anyway, are you ready for a mega burger pizza? Say that fast, Kenny. A mega burger pizza. All right. There's a...
Serve it up.
Pizza chain introducing a new creation. We'll tell you about it in a matter of moments here. Good day. 16 past the hour.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
Go on, sweetie. opportunity to jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins September 9th on NBC.
Back to School got you on the run.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Yeah.
Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less.
Let's get it started.
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Really, that was quick.
Look.
All right, Richie's been following a story that will affect a lot of people who are nuts, or like nuts, or don't like nuts,
or
afraid
don't
of nuts.
Like nuts.
Right. All right, so what's this? It's Big Ag at its worst.
Yeah, Big Ag, ConAgra, has a little bit of a recall that could be dangerous for some people. But, of course, I'm reading the news, and here's the headline. Cookie dough recalled over deadly peanuts.
Deadly.
Well, they are deadly for some people. I saw the story of a girl who, it was dark, and she was at camp with her family a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Put a bite of some kind of muffin that had some peanuts in it. She immediately spit it out and died. So this peanut allergy thing, I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Where did it come from?
I don't know where it come from. I have a friend, she's deathly afraid of her son's peanut allergy. But anyway, this affects 16-ounce packages of Break and Bake chocolate chip cookies, or chocolate chip cookie dough, distributed in 26 states, sold at Kroger. So Break and Bake chocolate chip cookie dough. It's chocolate chip, but it accidentally contains some peanut butter in it. So make sure you check it if you shop at Kroger Foods and you have somebody in your house with a peanut allergy.
Good Lord. Oof. Let's check out something else today that's worth your time. The video of the day. Today's video gives you a visual reference for just how much time you have left, counted out in jelly beans. You really need to see this again. I suppose we could play a little of the audio. Maybe we will in a few minutes, but this is pretty compelling.
If I eat more jelly beans, does it affect my time left?
Yeah. 21 after.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin B and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Yourself,
honestly,
love yourself. It's not about being egotistical or self-centered or narcissistic. How many of you know how to love yourself? Because if you can't love yourself, you will not ever be able to love anybody else. You got to know who you are, appreciate who you are, and that's a very difficult job for a lot of people. My theory is it's one of the reasons that relationships don't work, is because either or both of the parties haven't figured out how to love themselves, and without that connection to yourself, you'll never make it. So I suggest that as we go through the top five songs from this week in 1972, this song's number five, Argent, the group Argent and Hold Your Head High.
How in the world did you take a 1975 rock song and just make it new age?
I very cleverly did that, Richie. 1972,
that's pretty
even.
Cool.
Not 1975, 1972.
72,
yep. I think this was a one hit for them, Kenny, wasn't it? Kenny, did Argent have more than one song that was big? I don't remember.
This was their only big hit.
Mm-hmm.
But he, Rod Argent was in the Zombies before this.
Ah!
So he had some hits. Had some hits there.
Big time hits there, yeah.
All right, so as we go through the top five, just for fun, the songs that were big during this week in 1972, there's a memory with each one of these, I will guarantee it, including number four, Al Green. Still in love with you. What a great, I never considered this rhythm and blues. It's just smooth, sweet soul music.
Yeah.
And he's so good at it. The Reverend Al Green. He likes to be known now.
I got to see him in Jazz Fest one year. And
yeah.
He's just so cool.
It just feel good.
You listen to it. And, you know what? He didn't even have to write any words to any of his songs. If he could just sit there and just play music and go,
kind of like Barry White.
Yeah.
Anyway, a little smoother than Barry White.
Yeah, I'm a little closer to Barry White this morning than I am Al Green.
Yes, you are, Richie. You sound a little hoarse there. But anyway, I love the theme of the song, I'm Still in Love with You. Number three during this week, Hollies from England were moving up to number one with a long, cool woman in a black dress. Do women look better in black, do you think?
Some women do.
Yeah.
My wife looks very good in black.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you?
Everybody always mistake this for what other classic rock band? Ken Kessler?
Somebody mistakes the Hollies for
CCR all the time.
Nah.
Really?
Yeah. They don't have the depth. CCR's guitar is much heavier than this. All right, how's your wife Lisa look in black, Kenny?
Outstanding.
And she's mild. All right, number two. Good Lord. This is one of the saddest songs.
That's a heck of a transition there.
It is. How many of you live alone or feel alone? Going back a little bit to loving yourself. If you do love yourself, you won't mind being alone, I think. But it is always better to be sharing, it seems to me. Only if you can share with somebody that you really care about. Otherwise, being with someone you don't want to be with, absolutely better to be alone.
This next song might possibly have been one of the top five pop songs of the 70s.
Played on every one of these oldie stations. Ad nauseum. Group is called Looking Glass. This was their only hit, I think, wasn't it, Kenny?
Yeah, this was it.
Yeah. Brandy, you're a fine girl. It's a good story, actually.
It's a good story.
In song. Kind of clever, but it just gets played so much. My heavens. Sweet.
It's, you know, Jennifer slapped me on the hand and reminded me of this, but country music is really the only music around now that tells stories beginning to end.
Right, yeah. All right, so anyway, Looking Glass, Brandy. Is number one from this week in 1972. Number two, Gilbert O'Sullivan, Lonely and Naturally. The Hollies, Long Cool Woman is number three. Al Green, I'm Still in Love with You. Number four, and Argent, Hold Your Head High. That's the number five. This week, 1972 music.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Buddy Guy's guitar playing has influenced everyone from Jimi Hendrix and Keith Richards to Jack White and Bonnie Raitt. But this Chicago legend is from humble beginnings in Louisiana.
Mom and Dad had told me when I was knee-high to the ground.
My dad got a chance to see me play a little bit before he passed away, but my mother never did. But she did heard my voice 45 or two. I made that, and she could hear that. My parents were sharecroppers. Half of the time, they didn't know where the next meal was coming from. They were living from day to day. To eat, to live, and live to eat. And they never did let us know what kind of trouble they was going through, what if I'm saying that right, tribulations or whatever. And they always made us feel like we had something that she knew we did not have. They used to look at us and tell us, it was five of us, you know, like three boys and two girls. They said, look, children, we're going to live until you get grown. Say, you know, you can marry an elephant when you want, when you get grown. Say, you got to sleep with him. I ain't. So that would let me know I had the freedom to do whatever I want after I got grown, you know, and that made us feel kind of good about it. And I would tell you, they would always tell us, whatever you're going to do, whatever choice you make in life, make sure you be the best in town until the best come around.
You don't have to be the best in town. You just got to be the best till the best come around.
The music and words of Buddy Guy. His newest CD is called Rhythm and Blues. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have 4 opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by 2 lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
He asked me what I was going to do here, Kenny.
I'm hungry.
Well, you want a mega pizza burger?
I want something.
I think you got to check out the video of the day. What will you do with the time that's left? The average life. There's a great book around that I actually have on my bed, my nightstand, called 20,000 Days. And this is sort of a play on it. The jelly bean. Somebody who needs to get a life counted out 28,835 jelly beans. And they put together what you have done with your life to this point, how much you have left in your life, and it puts into perspective why it is, for me anyway, very important to take extraordinary care in the time that you have. What do you do with it? With whom do you spend your time? What are your lessons? How do you learn them? And this is just amazing. I find it amazing on several different levels, the story itself and the fact that somebody counted out 28,835 jelly beans also.
They estimated.
You don't think it's
They counted beans. 1 square inch and then
multiplied.
So? Yeah.
Yeah. How much time would it take to count out 28,835
exactly.
days? Wow.
Right.
Or, yeah. Well, it wouldn't take 28,835 days, but that's the average length of time for a life here in America. So how have you used it, and what have the components of your life been? I think that's really one of the things that I find very compelling about things like this, what we do with our time. How do you spend your time, and with whom do you spend it? I find the quality of the time that I spend with you every day to be one of the great pleasures. I find it as fortunate. I find myself thinking about how valuable the time is that you spend with me every day, and how much I appreciate the fact that you want us to tell you some of the stories of the day and put a spin on them here and there. Speaking of that, Andrea Metcalf is going to bring us up to date on how exercise can help you sleep better in a matter of moments. First, though, as long as I'm on the website, perhaps I should pass
along. As long as you're going to go exercise.
As long as you're going to exercise, you might as well ruin it with the Mega Burger Pizza. See, I thought this was going to be the other way around, Kenny. I thought this would be the Mega Pizza Burger. It would sound better if it was the Mega Pizza Burger, so, but it's not a burger, it's a pizza.
It's a pizza with burger on it.
Well, apparently...
In it.
In it. Right.
So this is for people who can't make up their mind when they go to a fast food place that offers both burgers and pizza. What do you do? What do you get? This is the worst thing that I have ever seen in my life. Pizza Little Party Chain in Japan has a new offering called the Mega Burger Pizza. It's about 2.5 pounds, made with thick beef patties sandwiched between two 11-inch pizzas. In addition to the pizza sauce and cheese that you would get normally from pizza, it has also been dressed up with onions, pickles, mustard, ketchup. Blah.
That sounds good.
Ah, sounds horrible.
They have one with bacon on it.
Slap bacon on that thing and send it over here for breakfast.
They come with fries, you think?
All right, Kenny, what are you following on Facebook? I've not checked
you.
You know what
I'm following on Facebook? I think it's more important than what Ken's following.
Excuse me, yes.
I'm just looking at my birthdays for the day on Facebook, so I can wish all of my Facebook friends happy birthday.
Yeah.
And guess who's on the top of that list?
Let's see, what's today? August the 27th?
Yes.
Ken Kessler.
Yes, he is.
How about that?
Yes,
happy birthday, Ken Kessler.
How come we didn't see this earlier?
29
happy
years old, right?
Birthday to you. I would think you're, what are you, 49? How old are you?
48.
Yeah,
he's Richie, how old are you?
He's just behind me.
All right, okay.
Yeah,
almost. Happy birthday to you.
And guess who else's birthday it is?
Happy birthday to you. Nobody that we know personally.
You do know, but
I do.
The audience won't know. Howard Papa Price.
Oh, Half Price.
The guy who sells our ads. Half price.
You got an eye
half
operation.
Price Howard.
Half Price Howard. Yep. Can always get. He's happy to sell your ads for half what they're worth. 888. And I introduced him to you guys. 888-302-3684 is always the way to be in touch with us here. What was that? There was one other thing that I had to pass along before we went to Andrea.
What's on Facebook? You asked Ken.
Oh, I did. Thank you. And you interrupted me.
I did.
Yeah.
It's very important to wish you a happy birthday.
You're getting to be just like me in that the shiny penny on the floor, you become corrupted by.
I'm sorry. When I see it's Ken's birthday and you mention Facebook, it's just there.
Right. All right. So anyway, the bottom line here is that we have Facebook friends, facebook.com/Good Day Show, take an effort and time to share thoughts with us. So why not? Kenny, what do we have?
A couple comments about the story on whether or not Bobby Riggs fixed the Battle of the Sexes tennis match in the 70s. Martha says it seems that way, but who knows? He didn't win, so what does it matter? And Michael says history rarely records the match as being stacked against Riggs. He had one serve. She had two, as is the standard, and used the whole court, including the doubles lanes. So it doesn't seem like he had a chance anyway.
Really? I don't know anything about tennis.
Well, maybe he set the rules up. In case you didn't hear, the story was that Riggs owed $100,000 in gambling debts to the mafia, and this was his way to pay them back, so that he threw the match.
Right.
So did he accept those rules to where he only gets she gets to use the double lines and gets two serves, and he doesn't? We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Is Riggs still alive? I don't even know.
Yes.
He is.
Yep, I think he is. Who knows? I don't know. There is another. I just said that because that's what came to me when you asked the question. All right, Kenny, what else?
A couple more comments about Miley Cyrus from the Video Music Awards.
Right.
Nobody seems to be on her side, surprisingly. Chase says she sure didn't do herself any favors by acting like that, and he imagines her father was horrified. And Alma says classless sums it up. Trashy, she made a fool of herself.
That's where I'd go. Yeah, I would go there. There's no point to it. What's the point? Yeah. Right?
And Miley Cyrus's Facebook page is just full of comments from people who were disgusted and outraged.
Really?
And thought it was terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't do anything.
She is not listening or doesn't have any kind of PR help whatsoever. And obviously her parents
doesn't have a compass. You got to have a compass. How old is she?
20.
She's a little young sometimes for a moral compass, but at some point in time, this got to go back to her parents or whatever other influences. You're always a product of your environment. So
you know what? Her environment was Hannah Montana, and she hates it.
Yeah.
And she's trying to do everything she can to destroy Hannah Montana persona that she has. And she's doing it.
Every day, people are setting goals to change things that either people have as perceptions about you, or you're under the impression as you look in the mirror that you want to change this, that, or the other thing, that's okay. It's actually probably a good idea, especially if you have yellow, ugly, stained teeth. You could have a bright smile, and you could have it in 5 minutes. You want to do that? Then call this number, 800-865-7602. You will get a tooth detergent that has a secret formula developed from coconut oil by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days, and it is so easy to use. Better yet, unlike the normal whiteners, the sand stuff and the bleaches and all that other stuff, this really works well on removing stains from caps, crowns, and veneers as well. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. I personally guarantee that you will love that white smile when all is said and done. 800-865-7602. And tell me, listening to Doug Steffen, they will give you one of those Power Swab super whitening sticks that you can carry with you in your pocketbook absolutely free. They're happy to help you out so that you look your best all the time. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Start school tech ready at Office Max. You can save $100 on all touchscreen laptops and tablets over $400. This great discount includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in store or at OfficeMax.com.
Let's get it started.
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 31st. Restrictions apply.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers, this place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking Incredible Resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
Here's an OTC Business Profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy provides powerful solutions for a complex industry. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. That's ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
Hey, Chris, late for swim practice, no?
I decided it wasn't really my thing.
But you liked swimming, and with your grades down last semester, at least it could help with college. Oh, some kid, Frank, came by. I knocked on your door, but you didn't answer. Hey, where are your new sneakers?
Oh, I forgot them at school.
Well, you seem to be forgetting a lot lately. The signs are there. So is our help. For advice on coping with teen drug use, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
Happy to have you along on the Doug Steffen Good Day Get-Together. The ladies are gone today, but we have a wonderful lady joining Kenny and Richie and me here every week at this time, Andrea Metcalf, nationally recognized as one of the finest fitness experts and authors about fitness. Read nakedfitness.com if you question that. You'll get fit faster. She will teach you lots of good things about healthier living. And one of the things that came across my desk this week, Andrea, was an overview of how exercise can help you sleep better. There are a lot of people who are using exercise for treating sleep problems. Scientifically, would you like to help us understand? There's a article that was published last week, I think, in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine. And so the exercise routine, how it helps sleep habits, I wonder what your own thoughts, your twist on this is, what your conclusions are.
Well, of course, you know, I'm going to agree that exercise is good for you. And not only does it promote healthy living, but good sleep habits, too. I think one of the things that's really important for people to understand is your circadian rhythm, or how your body is affected by light. And exercise helps lower those stress hormones, cortisol, which we've all heard about leading to belly fat, but it helps lower them, which then can let you sleep sounder. So if you're having trouble sleeping, it's not that you should exercise necessarily right before bed, but getting in at least 20 to 30 minutes of exercise, and that could be a moderate walk, or 150 minutes per week, does show research that we'll sleep better.
That's it?
That's it. That's it.
Well, what about the kinds of exercises that you do? Does it make a difference whether you're working different parts of your body? I mean, if it's a heavy workout versus a light workout, how about all of that?
No, I mean, there is some research that shows us that if you're working more than 90 minutes on a daily basis, that can take us actually into overtraining and will interrupt your sleep cycle because your body just can't recover fully.
Really?
So for those of you who are into the two-hour workout every day, that may affect your sleep cycle, and definitely down the road it can affect your joints and your tissue breakdown. But really any kind of exercise does. That could be dancing, that could be kickboxing or karate. But remember that we want to do it either first thing in the morning because it's a more consistent habit, mm-hmm. or for better sound sleep, you want to do this midday, anytime between 2 and 5 p.m.
You know, I was just going to ask you about timing of your workout, and we've talked about this several times, but I work out at night, and when I come home, you know, you're pumped up, you're jacked up and everything, but let me tell you something. Once you wind down, and it takes about an hour, hour and a half, you're out. You sleep well. So,
yeah, well, see, I think you said the key word, Rich, which is it takes you anywhere between 60 and 90 minutes to kind of create that bedtime regimen or routine. It's not that you go and you get your heart rate up and then you just collapse in bed,
right.
Because that may interrupt your sleep cycle. And everybody reacts slightly different. This is for general population across the board. And sometimes soothing exercise like yoga or tai chi will help you come into a more restful state, especially since at the end of those exercises, there's always that Savasana or focused meditation. So I think those things really help, and research proves it.
My nephew, who is a trainer, physical trainer, and a competitive bodybuilder, tells me that when you're working out, always to try to have some protein at night to help your muscles rebuild. Should you have a little bit of protein at night before you go to bed?
Well, it's not necessarily that you need to have it before you go to bed, but anytime that you are working out, post-workout, it's a good idea to have, and again, these are workouts lasting more than 16 minutes, it's a good idea to have some protein for tissue rejuvenation or resynthesization, as they call it. Post-protein workout, chocolate milk, just a small glass.
Yum, yeah.
It replaces with carbs and protein.
Yep.
And we know that, you know, skin milk can help do that. So.
Yeah. Because your muscles regenerate at night, so that's the time to do it.
Yeah, that makes good sense. Yep. Our exercise can help you sleep better, thanks to Andrea Metcalf. Check out AndreaMetcalf.com or NakedFitness.com. Not a book that would be in the elementary school library, apparently, according to what we read earlier today. Got all kinds of new apps, too. Andrea is my hero when it comes to exercising. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim-jim
chim chimity chim chim chiroo. Good luck, we're off when I shake hands with you. Chim chimity chim chimity chim chim chiroo. I sleep in as lucky as lucky can be.
Here's a Chim Chimmery, Dick Van Dyke for Mary Poppins, which was the number one movie during this week in 1964. Dick Van Dyke hasn't been in the news so much as he has been lately for a long time, and not because of anything good.
Because he was driving chitty chitty bang bang down the L.A. freeway.
Apparently, no, it's not laughable. It's not funny because apparently he's got a little Alzheimer's. Or
no, I'm talking about his Jaguar that burned up in flames.
I'm just saying to have fun at that, whatever happened to him, it seemed to have happened because of something he neglected to do to the car or something. I don't know, but
no. How do you make your car catch on fire driving down the road?
Not paying attention. You don't make it, but if there's a leak somehow or other, you should know better than anybody else. If there's some kind of a gasoline leak on the manifold, easily. That's where those fires start.
Manufacturer defect. Right. He's going to get rich.
No,
he's going to sue Jaguar.
All right, enough. Let's go. Into the contest. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. You've got movie news for us. We have a contest from the number one movie during this week in 2006. I find it hard to believe this movie is 7 years old. Here's the first clue.
Whatever you find, you bring it to me. And I don't need to tell you to be careful.
All right, everybody knows that voice.
Yeah.
You can almost put that line into about 25 different movies.
Yeah, a year.
All right, so here's the second clue.
It's my job to handle life and death situations on a daily basis. It's what I do, and I'm very good at it.
Mm-hmm. All right, how many people have got this? Have you got it, Chucker?
I know who it is, and I have a good guess at what it is.
I have a guess, but I don't have it yet.
All right, well, you will when you push that button.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Okay. I guess I know what it is now.
888-302-3684. You talk about a gimme. 888-302, Doug, if you have the answer to the...
I got a question. Can you play the uncut clip?
No.
Play it for you off air, Chuck.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so movie news in a moment. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Trust me, conservative groups aren't the only ones in the crosshairs of the IRS. They'll be adding an army of new IRS agents very soon, thousands of them with one mission, to hunt down, audit, and collect from anybody who owes back taxes. But there's a rare silver lining, an IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And no one understands this special limited-time program better than my friends at Optima Tax Relief. Time is of the essence here. You need to call them right now. If your wages are being garnished, if you're getting harassing collection calls, if you're afraid to open the mailbox, call Optima Tax Relief right now. One quick five-minute call, and my friends at Optima Tax Relief will introduce you to the Fresh Start Initiative to see if you qualify. Hurry before this groundbreaking IRS program closes, and be sure to ask about their one-of-a-kind money-back guarantee. Go to OptimaTaxRelief.com or call 800-731-2474. That's 800-731-2474. 800-731-2474.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man with movie news. I noticed that Bryan Cranston is going to be cast as Lex Luthor. Those of you who don't know who Bryan Cranston is, he plays in that AMC show Breaking Bad. He was a school teacher, I think, and then he became a drug kingpin. Isn't that the story?
That is a story. I believe he's won three Emmys for that show. I don't know. Is it official? He's going to be. That's a rumor out there that a lot of people want to see him play Lex Luthor in the.
What I see here anyway. As a matter of fact, our poll today at DougSteffen.com, Chucker, who is your favorite actor to portray Lex Luthor? A. Lyle Talbot in the serials in the 1950s. Gene Hackman in the movies in the 70s and 80s, John Shea in Lois and Clark, Michael Rosenbaum in Smallville, Kevin Spacey in Superman Returns, or do you think Bryan Cranston would be better than them all? That's the poll today at DougSteffen.com. What else you have, Chucker?
Actor Chadwick Boseman, who did a terrific job playing Jackie Robinson in the hit film 42, starring on the star as a singing legend James Brown in a new biofilm about the entertainer's life. Tate Taylor, who directed the movie The Help, will helm that project. One other bit of news, Star Wars Episode 7 will start filming in January under the direction of J.J. Abrams. No one cast as yet, but hopefully Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill will be in the film. They say that they are, and hopefully they'll have...
Harrison seems to be a little more willing to be out there, as exemplified by his going into the Expendables. They are paying him $20 million to be in that. Laurie, in Rancho Mirage, what's the name of the movie? Very difficult, right? Wasn't that hard? It was taxing of your mind to figure that out, right?
I love forgiveness.
You like the movie? Okay. Laurie likes snakes, apparently. She and Roberta make great friends. So she gets the prize, Richie. Chucker, thank you for being here. Talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.